You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The government is introducing changes to the eligibility criteria for 18 and 19-year-olds to access JobSeeker. The new criteria include a parental income or support gap test. They have also announced a $1,000 bonus for young people to find work and stay off benefits for a year. Yesterday, the Reserve Bank cut the official cash rate by 50 basis points to 2.5%, and Labour leader Chris Hipkins has urged Foreign Minister Winston Peters to, quote, dial back the rhetoric following attack on his home by a protester. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I asked about all of these issues. I started by asking what his response is to the government ending job seeker payments to a majority of 18 and 19-year-olds.
Very, very disappointing in my view. Every day more than 200 young people are leaving Aotearoa to find work overseas. That should really be available here. What I'm seeing in the tertiary education sector is that we have 9,000 less apprentices under this government, you know, and so young people are looking for work and it's just not available.
How concerned are you that young people with a disability or health condition may not be able to access the benefit?
Certainly concerned. We know that this work from the government doesn't recognise individual circumstances, and our disabilities community really suffer under this. I also acknowledge that our rainbow community will also suffer. We know that family breakdowns happen, that young people aren't always connected to their parents, and so this makes things very difficult for them in both a cost of living crisis, but actually to access the help that a government is supposed to provide.
What are your thoughts on the government's $1,000 bonus for young people who make the transition from the benefit to work?
That's a really nice incentive, but that's at the end, that's an outcome of a young person spending over a year busting their kumu to be able to try and find a job. The reality is that young people are telling me now that they are applying for jobs and they just aren't available. So in some instances, it's quite a false incentive. It's only there if jobs are available, and at the moment, they don't seem to be.
What do you think of Christopher Luxon's comments that if young people can't find a job, they should just move?
Christopher Luxon is very out of touch. Young people should just move, question mark. Well, what about their family support? What about the places that they've grown up at? What about the familiarity? We're not talking about an OE for a group of people. We're talking about those that need help and support from their loved ones in their local community.
And what do you think of yesterday's OCR cut? Or what do you think this means for the state of the economy?
Well, the government will dress it up as a win and work that they've done. That's not quite true. It is good news for mortgage holders, but it shows that the Reserve Bank being forced to clean up Christopher Luxon's economic failures once again.
Some sectors, especially retail, are celebrating the cut. Are you relieved for them?
Well, I'm happy for anyone who's benefiting in such a difficult time. It has been difficult for those areas for a number of years, but you know it's important to acknowledge that this is because of the Reserve Bank. It's not through the work of this government or Christopher Luxon. What I want to see is actually some responsibility and leadership taken by this government, actually create change in the areas that they are responsible for. But at the moment, Christopher Luxon seems to be blaming everyone else but his own party and his own leadership.
Based on yesterday's announcement, what key policies would you like to see to strengthen the economy?
New Zealanders want an urgent response to the cost of living and to fix the economy. Things are getting more expensive in Auckland, for example, and life is getting harder. The government promised, Christopher Luxon promised, that he would create respite for the cost of living. That's not what people are seeing, and it's getting harder and harder.
Shifting gears, I want to ask about the recent protest outside Winston Peters' home. Chris Hipkins has asked Peters to dial back the rhetoric in terms of his response to the protesters. Could you elaborate on this statement from Hipkins?
Well, you know, I acknowledge that political violence is never okay. I think it certainly was a step too far. But what we want to ensure, in my view, is that that while we're looking at ourselves as MPs and our own safety, I want to ensure that we're affording those safety protections to others.
Were Nicola Willis's comments urging the Green Party to call off the dogs in reference to the protesters appropriate?
Oh, I think it's an overstep in my view, overstep in the type of language that she's using. These are people that are very concerned about the situation in Gaza. They're worried that the government hasn't taken the action that they have needed to. That doesn't make it okay for some of the actions going too far. But we have to recognise, you know, thousands of people turned out on the streets of Auckland to tell this government that they needed to take further action on Gaza, and they didn't. They ignored them. And so it starts to unfold in New Zealand that people start to take measures that are outside of the norm.
Instead of focusing on the protests, what are the substantive issues that Hipkins says politicians should be focusing on instead?
Well, cost of living is the thing that matters most to every New Zealander at the moment. Whether I'm talking to people on doorsteps or at the supermarket, they know things are getting more expensive and they feel like it's not getting any better, despite this government telling them that it will. Homelessness in Auckland is an absolute shocker. We see a growing number of homeless people struggling out on the streets and less services available to be able to assist them. The third one for me is unemployment. There isn't enough jobs for people to be able to access. We've lost 20,000 jobs since the government came into office. And so, you know, we need those back. We need to grow an economy where jobs are available and the average person can apply for jobs and get them too.
That was Shannon Halbert on benefit changes for 18 and 19-year-olds, the Reserve Bank cutting the official cash rate, and the recent protest outside Winston Peters' home.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.